It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
The performance in the cattle market over the last year has been nothing short of miraculous, but lately we've started to see a little pressure come into the marketplace. Is this the market topping, or is it just a little bit of a correction? We'll talk about that when we return from this break.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
The cattle performance for the last year have been nothing short of miraculous when you look at the numbers. October live cattle came on board on April 30th at 183.92, slipped to hit its low on September 9th at 170.50, and had since rallied then to hit its high on August 27th of 242.07. That's a $71.57 rally from just September till October to August, about a year's time frame. Since then, we've seen this market drop down to trade closer to that 237 area, which is about a $5 drop. So is that signaling that this market could be putting in a top, or are we just looking at some profit taking? This is potentially going to be the first weekly lower close in 11 weeks for cattle, and that could be a little significant for seeing a top. Now, feeder cattle, on the other hand, the September contract opened at 249.05 on September 26th, slipped to trade to 244, its low, by November 1st, but since then put in its high of 370 on August 27th. That's a $126 rally from November 1st till the end of August. Since then, we've seen about a $10 drop in that September feeder cattle contract, and this will be the first weekly lower close in 7 weeks if the market does continue to see pressure. So is that showing that these markets are topping on the short term? It's possible that we could start to see a seasonal pressure come into the marketplace and see cattle pull back. But one other thing that to continue to look at is every break gets met with bargain hunting buying. That could still follow through here, as we've seen just a small break here so far. But we also have to look at seasonally. This is the time frame where cattle supplies start to increase, and that's the one thing that could be causing some trouble for the cattle markets to continue to hold this huge uptrend.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.